Well, high school golf championships for the boys finished up on Saturday in Class 3A state golf results at the Ames Golf and Country Club. It was Alex Mormon of Centerville winning the individual medalist title with a 143 total, one stroke better than Clayton Larson of West Delaware. Carson Whittington of Creston finished in third place with a 147 two-day total. Ross Martins of Harlan tied for eighth with a 153. Evan Schuler of Atlantic shot 155 over his 2 days of work, good for a 10th place finish. Hunter Sickles of Creston was 13th with a 159. In the team competition, West Delaware wins the title. 622 was their team score over the 2 days. Creston was 12 strokes back. 634 was their two-day total. They were in second place in 3A. In Class 2A, it was Trevor Ulestad of South Hamilton winning by 5 strokes, shooting a 144 total for medalist honors. South Hamilton won the team title with a 621. That was 17 strokes better than St. Edmund, the runner-up. Panorama placed fourth, while Kemper Catholic was sixth. In the boys' 1A state golf tournament held at the American Legion course in Marshalltown, it was Chris Cooksley of East Buchanan winning the title, shooting a 147. James Reynolds of Griswold tied for 10th place, posting a 155 total. Eric Rock of Riverside tied for 13th place with a 156. Tyler Kruger of Riverside was 22nd with a 162. Jake Reynolds and Tyrell Peters, both of Griswold, tied for 26th place with a 164, while Tyler Wyman of Griswold was 31st, shooting a 168 in that meet. In the team competition, Bishop Garrigan wins the team crown with a 623 two-day total. Grundy Center was 20 strokes back in second place, and just a stroke ahead of Griswold, who shot 644 for third place. Riverside posted a 664 total. That was good for sixth place in the team competition. And with the boys' state golf championships finished, it's time for the girls to get their golf tournament in. The girls' golf championships will be held over the next 2 days at different locations around the state. The Ames Golf and Country Club will host the 3A meet today, as Atlantic and Kemper Catholic are among the teams that will be fighting it out for a team championship. Atlantic shot 345 and Kemper Catholic 330. Those are the two top team qualifying scores heading into the 3A golf championships. Brooke Fletcher of Atlantic led her team with a 76 in the qualifying rounds. Now that action gets underway with round one today, and then they'll golf the second round tomorrow at the Ames Golf and Country Club for Class 3A. In 2A, the meet will be held at Marshalltown at the American Legion course. Audubon is among the team competitors for the title, as they shot a 381 in qualifying through the regional. Susie Byland shot 83, and Faith Flifflet shot 89 to help lead Audubon into that state tournament. Some other individual qualifiers include Ellen Johnson of Riverside, who shot 86 to qualify. Allie Anderson and Ashley Bailey, both of Trainer, both shot 92, and they'll be in the hunt for medalist honors as well at that meet in Marshalltown. Also in Marshalltown, the 1A girls tournament will get underway today. Guthrie Center is among the teams competing for the title. They shot a 415 to qualify in the regionals. Mallory Osen led Guthrie Center with a 95 as they get going today. Again, round one today, and then they'll have the second and final round tomorrow at those same locations. Over the weekend, some high school baseball and softball action in the area. In girls softball, it was Exira EHK outlasting Atlantic in 10 innings, 3-0, in a pretty good pitcher's duel, as Rachel Smith struck out 19 to help lead her team to the victory as they put three across in the top of the 10th inning and then held Atlantic scoreless in the bottom half. Allie Anderson for Atlantic struck out 10 in helping keep her team in it all the way to the tail end. 3-0, Exira EHK with the victory. Also in the Red Oak tournament for softball on Saturday, Shenandoah won the title with a 2-0 win over Griswold, a 3-2 win over Riverside, and a 4-3 win over Fremont Mills. Fremont Mills beat Red Oak 18-1, Griswold over Red Oak 12-3, Essex beat Red Oak 11-6, Griswold over Essex 11-0, and Riverside outscored Fremont Mills 12-11. In boys baseball Saturday, Trainer beat Clarinda 7-5, Red Oak over Essex 12-0, Boone over Lewis Central 7-0, Johnston beat Lewis Central 10-3, Sioux City North over Kemper Catholic 16-9, Pella Christian beat Tri-Center 11-1, Tri-Center over West Central Valley 22-2, it was Wayne over Southwest Valley 11-6, Denison beat Otobolt Arthur BCIG 9-2, and Shenandoah 14-8 winners over Sydney. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
In baseball, Tim Hudson threw 7 shutout innings. Joaquin Arias keyed a 4-run first inning with a 2-run single, leading the San Francisco Giants to an 8-0 win over the Cardinals on Sunday. Cards managed just 4 hits in that game as they've lost 4 of their last 5. Elsewhere in the National League, Atlanta beat Miami 4-2. The Mets over Philadelphia in 11 innings, 4-3. Milwaukee beat Chicago 9-0. Cincinnati over Arizona 4-3. Pittsburgh beat the LA Dodgers 5-3. In the American League, Mark Burley pitched 8 sharp innings to become baseball's first 10-game winner. Edwin Encarnacion homered again, and the Toronto Blue Jays beat the Kansas City Royals 4-0 on Sunday. Burley won his 6th straight decision, giving up 6 hits, walking 1, and striking out 3. He lowered his ERA to 2.1, second best in the American League, and he's 25-12 lifetime against the Royals. Encarnacion matched Mickey Mantle's American League record with 16 home runs in the month of May, and he started off a new month with yet another drive, as he's got 19 now on the season. Elsewhere in the American League, Minnesota beat the Yankees 7-2. It was Boston over Tampa Bay 4-0. Baltimore beat Houston 9-4. Oakland over the LA Angels 6-3. And Seattle 4-0 over Detroit. In interleague play, Cleveland beat Colorado 6-4. Texas over Washington 2-0. And the White Sox beat San Diego by a 4-1 final. Well, there'll be no repeat for the Chicago Blackhawks. Alec Martinez scored on a tip-in, 5:47 into overtime, to give the Los Angeles Kings a 5-4 triumph over the Blackhawks in Game 7 of the Western Conference Finals at Chicago. The Kings fell behind 3 times in that game before advancing to the Stanley Cup Finals for the 2nd time in 3 years. The Hawks appeared ready for a blowout win after Brandon Saad and Jonathan Toews scored 3.5 minutes apart for a 2-0 lead just 8:36 into the first period. Patrick Sharp added 2 goals, each one putting Chicago back on top, but the Kings forced overtime on Marian Gaborik's 12th goal of the postseason, beating Corey Crawford with 7:17 left in regulation. The Kings will host the New York Rangers in Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals on Wednesday. The Rangers advanced with a 6-game triumph over Montreal in the Eastern Conference Finals. This will be the first time the Kings and Rangers have met in the finals. Those teams previously squared off in the 1979 and 81 preliminary rounds, with the Rangers winning both times. Well, Jimmy Johnson took the checkered flag in the 400-lap Sprint Cup race in Dover, Delaware, finishing in front of pole sitter Brad Keselowski and Matt Kenseth. Johnson now has 9 wins at the Dover track. He followed last week's victory in the Coca-Cola 600 with another sensational run in a race red flagged for 22 minutes because of a pothole in the concrete track. Johnson led 272 laps and won consecutive races for the 13th time in his career. In golf, Hideki Matsuyama earned his first PGA victory by taking the Memorial in a one-hole playoff with Kevin Na. Matsuyama closed with a 3-under-69, leaving him at 13-under through regulation. Na forced a playoff with an 8-under-64 before he bogeyed the only playoff hole. Stacey Lewis finished on top of the LPGA's ShopRite Classic in New Jersey. She shot a final round 4-under-67 to finish at 16-under. That's 6 shots better than fellow American Christina Kim. Tom Pernice Jr. birdied the second hole of a playoff with Doug Garwood on Sunday to win the Champions Tour's Principal Charity Classic. Pernice won for the 3rd time on the 50 and over tour, closing with a 3-under-69 to match Garwood at 12-under-204 at the Wakanda Club. Garwood birdied the final 2 holes of regulation for a 71. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.